River watchers in the Canadian and U.S. Soos will get their first look on Tuesday, May 24 at the biggest cruise ship on the Great Lakes. The Viking Octantis, named after the pole star of the Southern Hemisphere, won't stop here on that date, or any time in 2022. It will just quietly slip through the Soo locks on its inaugural cruise from Milwaukee to Thunder Bay. The first time Viking Octantis will pass through the Soo locks is scheduled for May 24, which is the sixth day of the Great Lakes Explorer itinerary, which begins in Milwaukee on May 21, Viking spokesperson Amanda Hollinger tells Soo Today. If you can't get to the St. Mary's River on May 24, you'll have lots of other opportunities this summer to catch a glimpse of the brand new, 665-foot, six-deck expedition ship. Upbound and downbound, the Octantis will pass through the Soo a total of 14 times this year. Under current pricing, an eight-day cruise costs as little as $8,395 for a 222-square-foot stateroom, or up to $23,395 for the 1,223-square-foot owner's suite with private garden lounge and dining area, wood-sided hot tub, library and a welcoming bottle of Veuve Clicquot. Downbound to Milwaukee, the ship adds a stop at Duluth. Upbound to Thunder Bay, it spends the days exploring Georgian Bay. The downbound cruises cost a few hundred dollars more than the upbound trips. Six of the 14 cruises planned for 2022 are already sold out. In 2023, an identical sister ship, Viking Polaris, named after the Northern Pole Star, will also start cruising in our area with 15-day voyages between Toronto and Duluth costing between $18,195 and almost $50,000. Next year, Viking will stop in the Michigan Soo, with day excursions planned for Hiawatha Highlands, Canadian Bush Plain Heritage Center, Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum and Soo Locks. Both ships carry 378 guests in 189 staterooms. Click here to track the current position of Octantis. Both the Octantis and Polaris have a scientific research laboratory, a whole fleet of Zodiac-like rigid inflatable boats and almost as many submarines as the Royal Canadian Navy. Each boat has 2 6-passenger submarines. That's just one less than the 3 submarines currently in active service at the Royal Canadian Navy. The following is from Viking's descriptions of features on the new boats. The hangar. An industry first, the hangar brings true comfort to expedition voyages. This enclosed, in-ship marina permits the launch of small excursion craft through the ship's multiple shell doors. The hangar's most innovative feature is an 85-foot slipway that allows guests to embark on excursion craft from a flat, stable surface inside the ship, shielded from wind and waves. There is also a ferry box, a set of instruments continuously collecting and displaying data on water quality, oxygen content, plankton composition and more. The science lab, Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris, while hosting guests, will also be working research vessels with an onboard team of scientists working on a variety of studies. Developed in consultation with CAM Uchtbridge University and Viking's other academic partners, the science lab, at 380 square feet, is designed to support a broad range of research activities and is equipped with wet and dry laboratory facilities, a sample processing area, fume cupboard, freezer and cool storage, comprehensive microscope optics and extensive bench space for analysis-specific instruments. Guests will have supervised access to the science lab, which is located in a glass-enclosed mezzanine above the hangar, to learn from and participate with scientists undertaking primary research, an experience unique to Viking. Expedition equipment. Viking will offer a variety of ways for guests to experience their destination, according to their interests and activity level, at no extra charge. With a robust program of complimentary experiences, expedition equipment available for guests on Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris will include a fleet of military pro Zodiac-like inflatable boats designed for professional use in the harshest of environments, a fleet of 2-seater Arctic-tested kayaks, and 2 12-seater convertible special operations boats. Each ship will also feature 2 6-guest submarines that feature revolving seats and 270-degree spherical windows for an incomparable undersea experience. Everything guests need will be provided. A Viking expedition kit will contain items like boots, binoculars and waterproof pants. Each excursion will carry a full range of safety equipment, such as satellite phones, VHF radios, ropes, life jackets and a comprehensive shore survival kit. and all guests will receive complimentary use of Viking excursion gear, which includes specialty items like trekking poles, snowshoes and skis the Aula and Finns Terrace. Viking has created the world's most advanced venue for learning at sea with the Aula, a stunning panoramic auditorium at the stern. Inspired by the University of Oslo's famed ceremonial hall where the Nobel Peace Prize was historically awarded, the Aula will offer a dynamic venue for lectures and entertainment, with floor-to-ceiling windows and 270-degree views. Adjacent to the Aula is the Finns Terrace, an outdoor lounge area at sea level with comfortable couches and warming lava rock, fire pits, perfect for panoramic views of the surroundings. Together the two spaces can be combined to create an unmatched indoor-outdoor al fresco experience for guests to be immersed in nature Nordic balcony. A first for Polar Expedition cruise vessels, all staterooms on board Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris feature a Nordic balcony, a sunroom that converts into an al fresco viewing platform. Harnessing the Norwegian reverence for light and to create the optimal wildlife observatory at sea, the Nordic balcony's floor-to-ceiling, distortion-free glass at the very edge of the ship lets guests take the views in, while keeping the elements out. Should guests wish to feel even closer to nature, the top of the panoramic glass lowers to transform the stateroom into a sheltered lookout, with an observation shelf at elbow level to stabilize binoculars or a camera. Guests can choose from six stateroom categories that range from 222 square feet to 1,223 square feet: Nordic Balcony, Deluxe Nordic Balcony, Nordic Penthouse, Nordic Junior Suite, Explorer Suite and Owner Suite. All staterooms feature a Nordic balcony, as well as a king-size bed and large bathroom with spacious glass-enclosed shower, heated bathroom floor and anti-fog mirror. Every stateroom is also equipped with a unique floor-to-ceiling drying closet that circulates warm air to dry and store clothing and expedition gear. Expedition Ship Suites, Nordic Junior Suites, 322 square feet, and Explorer Suites, 580 square feet, on Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris rival those on Viking's fleet of ocean ships, with abundant wood detailing and amenities that include additional storage and seating, an expanded bathroom with extended shower and double sinks, welcome champagne, a fully stocked minibar replenished daily, complimentary laundry and shoeshine services, priority restaurant reservations and more. Explorer Suites feature two separate rooms, a Nordic balcony and a full outdoor veranda. Additionally, each ship features one owner's suite, which at 1,223 square feet, is twice the size of the Explorer Suites. With the most exclusive accommodations and amenities on board, it features two separate rooms, a living room with six-seat dining table and a bedroom, as well as a 792-square-foot private garden with a traditional Norwegian bedestamp, wood-sided hot tub, an outdoor dining table aquavit terrace and pools. Located at the stern and featuring a retractable glass dome, this indoor-outdoor heated sanctuary will allow guests to be surrounded by their destination as they swim and lounge in three different temperature-controlled pools, including an inside-out swimming experience. The Nordic Spa and Fitness Center, in keeping with Viking's Nordic heritage, the Nordic Spa on board is designed with the holistic wellness philosophy of Scandinavia in mind, with a thermal suite that features a sauna, snow grotto and chaise lounges, as well as a warm hydrotherapy pool and bedestamp, hot tub, surrounded by floor-to-ceiling windows. A state-of-the-art fitness center will also provide the latest equipment and workout gear. Explorer's Lounge, Viking Octantis and Viking Polaris have a two-deck Explorer's Lounge at the bow of the ship, offering the perfect spot for taking in stunning scenery through double-height windows over a mug of mulled wine or glass of Norwegian aquavit. Dining choices, Viking's expedition ships will offer an array of dining options that build on the successful venues from Viking's ocean ships, but which have been redesigned for expeditions. The restaurant will offer fine dining featuring regional cuisine and always available classics. The Casual World Cafe will be a new market concept that offers live cooking, an open kitchen, bakery, grill and premium seafood and sushi choices, as well as a wide range of international flavors. Mamsen's, named for Mamsen, the Hagen family matriarch, serves Scandinavian-inspired fare. Manfredi's offers the best of Italian cuisine, and 24-hour room service will be complimentary for all guests. Enrichment on board and on shore, connecting guests to their destinations through authentic experiences, is central to Viking creating the thinking person's expedition. As part of that commitment to destination-focused learning, Viking's exclusive partnerships with the Scott Polar Research Institute at Cambridge University and the Cornell Lab of Ornithology will match leading researchers and educators with each expedition. The onboard expedition program is designed to prepare guests for their onshore experiences, with more than 25 experts accompanying each journey. The Viking expedition team, expedition leader and staff, photographer and submarine pilots, and Viking resident scientists, biologists, botanists, geologists, glaciologists, oceanographers, ornithologists, polar experts and researchers. On board, guests will enjoy daily briefings and world-class lectures about their destination, and engage with working scientists from renowned academic institutions in the laboratory or participate directly in citizen science programs. On shore, guests can assist in fieldwork or interact through experiential activities during landings, such as monitoring birds to help identify migratory patterns, accompanying scientists to collect samples, or taking their cameras ashore alongside a professional photographer to learn how best to capture scenic landscape's sustainable features, compliant to all guidelines and regulatory requirements from AECO, IAATO, the Antarctic Treaty System and the Governor of Svalbard. Viking's expedition ships minimize environmental impact and meet the most stringent emissions and biosecurity standards. Additionally, the straight bow reduces fuel consumption, and a dynamic positioning system enables the ship to hover over the seabed without anchoring, allowing access to pristine environments without damage.